Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He's entitled to his opinion. I mean, he hasn't seen a defensive front like ours. And he's entitled to say what he wants. And, you know, we have the privilege to see who's right. And I think it'll be a battle of ideologies. And I think our DC also has some things to say. And, you know, we have to be the ones to put it into action. And so we have to meet and see who's right.
For once, the Browns didn't speak first. Lions defensive coordinator John Morton, or sorry, offensive coordinator, we played him yesterday saying, it's great front over there. Said a lot of the right things, but then said one wrong thing, and that's all that matters in sports. He said that the Browns have not seen a running attack or a front the way that the Lions present things and the way basically how dominant they are. Jim Schwartz yesterday was like, I've seen some things. And then that was Miles's answer earlier today. I don't know how much juice this actually adds to the game, but I can understand that if this defensive line is like, oh, okay, that's fine. You can talk. We'll see you on Sunday.
Yeah, I respect it. I mean, because a 3-game sample size either way is enough for either team to be feeling themselves, so to speak, right? You look at the Detroit Lions. They were just in Baltimore on a Monday night, and it seemed like they ran for a gazillion yards against a Ravens defense that historically we believe to be pretty good. You look at the Cleveland Browns defensive front, and it's like Josh Jacobs came in here, you know, with this touchdown streak of like 12 games. Derrick Henry is who Derrick Henry is. And both of those guys got shut down. It was no rhyme or reason to why that said running back would be the better, or that running back unit would be the better unit on the field, should I say. And so to me, you know, hearing him say that, I kind of agree with Miles. Okay, cool. Y'all do got a dominant running game. Y'all got a damn good offensive line. But last time I checked, coming into this game, we are number one in total defense and number one in run defense. And so I would say more likely that they haven't seen a defensive front that like ours versus us seeing a running attack like theirs.
I think when it comes to Jared Goff, this is the easiest matchup you've had. And I say that understanding he is a top 12 quarterback, and you can put him as high as maybe seventh on some rankings. But he's not as mobile as Jordan Love. He's not as mobile, obviously, as Lamar. And Joe Burrow, even though he's more of a pocket quarterback, can still move around and does move around more than Jared Goff. But where the rub on that is Detroit does such a great job of dominating up front with Sewell and Decker and Rutledge and all these dudes up front. And to boot, like, David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs are as good of a running combo as you can possibly find that isn't like a Lamar and Derrick Henry. So, like,
probably the best of the NFL.
Yeah, and so, like, I love this as like a fact finding mission. Like, if you have a bad game on the ground, it doesn't mean you're not a good defense. But like, all right, this is the run defense that you do measure yourself against if you're the Browns.
No, absolutely, I couldn't agree with that even more, because it's like thunder and lightning, like, till its fullest extent. But not only that, and I thought Jim Schwartz did a great job of pointing this out, the Lions run the ball so well that they have extensions of their running a rushing attack that might not look like a traditional handoff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of their running back screens or some of their pre-snap motion and things like that. Hell, you might see Jameson Williams coming through and might get the ball on the snap and run it for 20, 30 yards. So this entire rushing attack, I think, is a great compliment to what they try to do, you know, putting the ball through the air with their pass catchers. And we'll get into that part of it too, because I think this is a very, very key matchup for our DBs in particular. And so when I look at their rushing attack, yeah, it's good. But I really believe that the Browns' rush defense is better than what the Detroit Lions do running the ball right now.
216-474-0092. It does feel like this is a slow down the Lions run game and see where it goes from there. We did ask expectations for this weekend. Bonjour Bob on Twitter saying, my expectations are they'll moderately stop the run game of the Lions. I don't expect them to get 100 yards rushing combined in the pass game to be at 150 yards and 2 touchdowns. I think, you know, the style points question is always interesting. When it comes to winning, we are at the, you need to be competitive and let's see where we go from there in every game until proven otherwise. But I will say, like, there's a part of me that thinks that the offense just getting by like they did, and let's be honest, they were bad against Green Bay. And then, as you had said in the first segment, just didn't screw it up. I think there's a lot of people out there that style points matter in this game on Sunday, offensively, at least for the Cleveland Browns.
You know, for me, I look at it like this. There are times I can go back to, let's talk about school kids, right? We have children. And when I was in school, there used to be a section of kids that was always tardy. And some of those kids, they were tardy, and then it was hard to get them to focus to do their work. And the teacher used to say, let's just take this one step at a time. Let's just worry about you showing up on mm-hmm. time before we get the work side of it figured out. With the Cleveland Browns offense, I don't even care if it looks good or not. I just want to see if it works first. Like, show me that you can at least put a competent offense out there, even if it's ugly, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can do that, maybe in next week or in 2 weeks, okay, they have at least shown that they can show up on time. Now let's worry about how it looks now that we know that we can actually run an offense. Does it make sense?
So you are saying that style points matter?
Not initially
mm-hmm.
for this particular team. The offense is so bad that the style points don't matter. This offense is so horrific that I just need to see it function.
So
first.
It's funny. Like, I think it being a functional offense would be style points. Like, I think it does matter because, like,
that's a different perspective.
Let's say we have the same outcome from last week where defensively you're dominant for 60 minutes. And for offensively, you are unplayable for 56 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and you get lucky into a win. Anyone on Monday shouting playoffs, it's incredibly premature. Like, for this to be, like, yes, like, be competitive. But when I say be competitive, I'm talking about offensively, too. And most weeks, they have been incredibly competitive on the defensive side of the ball. Even Baltimore, 21 points on turnovers, 20 real points given up by the defense.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That should do. So I've only got one unit that has given me, I think, 12 full quarters of football. Special teams hasn't given you that through the first 2 weeks, although last week was better. And then the offense hadn't given you anything. So, like, Quinshon's been the most functional thing, and that was one game. So right. It's weird to be in a position of, like, well, you have to compete. Well, in this case, I need all three phases of the game to compete, because if there's no forward momentum with that offense, I don't know how you continue doing it, whether you win or lose, with Joe Flacco going forward.
Yeah, I'm worried about that offense this week, if I'm being honest with you. You know, if we go mano a mano across the board, right, I think one of the more intriguing matchups inside the matchup is the Browns' defensive line versus the Lions' offensive line. But what we all witnessed on Monday night was, you know what, Detroit got a damn good defensive line too.
Mm-hmm.
But guess whose offensive line is horrific? Ours.
Yeah.
And so that concerns me. Because, yeah, we can get after the quarterback. We can stop the run. But I also believe that Detroit can get after the quarterback and Detroit can stop the run. And so when you talk about showing up and being competitive, listen, DeJuan Jones was already hurt. Before he was hurt, this offensive line still had questions and issues. And now you're going up against a defensive front led by Aiden Hutchinson, one of the most premier up-and-coming pass rushers in the NFL, against an offensive line that has shown, man, it's going to be hard to protect anybody. And so Joe is going to have to get the ball out quick, which he did a good job of last week, because if you see all the pressures he took last week, you would assume that he got sacked more than what he did. But it just has to be more fluid.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you know it's coming, if you know what the situation is, it has to be more fluid.
Well, and I it is such a cliche, but it's so true. Mistake-free football. Right? Like, so if Joe's got to keep being the check down Charlie, which is a conversation we've been having for weeks now, okay, then he has to make sure he hits his wide receivers when they're open, like Isaiah Bond was on the sideline last week. And not just that, Jerry Jeudy can't have a drop. Cedric Tillman can't get hit in the chest and it bounce off on a first and 10 play that would have been another first down right there.
Right.
Even when it comes to, like, the little nuances of stuff we don't always check up on, like Quinshon, if he's going to be blocking, yeah, you can't let Rashawn Gary through. Obviously, whoever Detroit's version of that is, scot-free. Like, I guess that's where I'm looking for. Like, to me, that is style points. Like, when you're not constantly inflicting damage on yourself and you just look like professionals, like, that would be such a step forward in the right direction. I will count that as style points, and that's what I need to see this weekend on top of be competitive and get a win.
You know, as far as the mistake-free football, I would love to see that, but I think that's an unrealistic expectation right here, right now. I think up until last week, we didn't believe that we had a running game. Quinshon Judkins has showed us, okay, if we don't have anything else on offense, we have a young man that even behind a bad offensive line, he can wear you down, and he can do his part in helping you. Mary Kay Cabot joined me last Saturday on a fan on the Wake Up 9 to 1 p.m. with Spencer German.
Cheap plug.
And she said to me that Joe Flacco would have to play two consistent weeks of mistake-free football, and if he didn't, that she felt like the leash should be shorter, and we were getting closer to seeing Dillon Gabriel. The one thing that me, you, and every other host in this city knows, Kevin Stefanski is triggered by what first?
Interceptions, turnovers, and
turnovers in general. If Joe Flacco keeps going out here and turning the ball over, even if Quinshon Judkins is picking up on the blitzes or Jerry Jeudy is catching the football, etc., if this 40-year-old veteran quarterback is doing things like throwing across his body into double coverage when he should be throwing the ball away, or absolutely airmailing passes when guys are running wide open, and then eventually turning the football over, crazy.
216-474-0092. We're continuing to talk about the Browns and Lions on Sunday. Do style points matter for the offense specifically on Sunday? If Joe's going to make mistakes, everybody else around him better be clean as hell for you to get this win. Quick hits in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.